everything else, or are you still?
Yeah.
Okay, so may I ask, Councilor John, you're okay to kind of go through everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Mayor? Okay, so I just want everybody to have a chance, Council, to get through. So what I was gonna bring up is, in that contract services item I mentioned before, that was where I put a few things, so let's call them discussion points. So have you found it there, Deputy Mayor? Maybe just read out the number, or I'll find it, so all three of you could see it for now.
So that was the 212?
One, sorry, 150, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it has about 15,000 or so in there, right?
10.
Yeah, which is way up from previous year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that would be the place, in my mind, that we would put things like that. So there's, I'd say, three things that I thought Council might want to talk about. One I've already mentioned is website. There's another one that hasn't yet been mentioned, is gopher control. So I actually put some numbers in there. Last time we talked about this, Council, the timing was just not very good. It was a high dollar value relative, you know, to everything else we're trying to spend on. Feel is a priority. So, and I just, to repeat what I said last time is, yeah, we could probably squeeze something in this budget, you know, because I knew the value was 5,000, but to do that ongoing, I don't think we can afford that. So I did put it in this budget as a discussion point in that item. The other one is I put $3,000 in for a professional maintenance person in there as a discussion point. And the other one, which I didn't put in, was a website, so that could, whatever that is, be potentially in the mix, see how we could work in those numbers. The thing on the professional person to help with the maintenance plan, let's call it that, is I reached out to some professional engineers, and I did get one response, and then it was like a request for quite a lot of detail, and I responded back, like, I'm just looking for a range, like 2, 4, 5, 10, you know, something. But I hadn't heard back, so I just wanted to, you know, I took the liberty of coming up with that number. I hadn't had a basis for a formal number, so it, you know, 3,000 is still something to work with. So maybe that can be a discussion point. If Council feels something should be done, we could look at that as a starting point. So maybe I'll leave it at that for Council to discuss further. Also, gopher control, whether you want to proceed with that. And this would now be for, I guess, you know what? I put 5,000 in there, but it's too late for this year. So really what the discussion point would be, we can't do it necessarily every year, but what we can do is, starting with this, is make a point for next year to put it in, like that we'll be ahead of the game. So I can make that adjustment there. So, but it would be good to decide, Council, this year, that yes, we should do it at least once to get it started, and then we could get it in time for next year. And then the third one is however Council wants to talk about the website, whatever that looks like. That would be the category that I think that line item would be good to cover those items.
So just the amended building?
Oh no, I was thinking of all the buildings, and even maybe some vehicle maintenance and so on, like the whole, I was thinking maintenance quite a wide scope when I was, I mean, probably a lot more money, but it's a starting point, right? And if Council even wants to do it, like alternatives are go to another municipality, ask if they help us out, even if we have to pay them for something. You know, shouldn't be 10,000 or something. I mean, we're trying to work together. They have people on staff right away. Maybe they could come out and have a look, right? Some other municipality with a little more expertise than I can offer, you know, with us, our team. So there are alternatives, but I was thinking more broadly to cover as much as we could. But it's up to Council. So if I may say, just to move things along, so there's three things I guess I'm requesting. council could make a decision or some direction or defer, delay, or something on those three topics. So one is Gopher, one is website, and then one is some type of external maintenance consultation or help, whatever that looks like. So how about I just pick Gopher? Would it be okay with council to say for next year, we would look at, say, a $5,000 hit as a one-time thing to hopefully make a difference, at least for that year, and hopefully for a year or two after that, maybe it has some impact? Is that something council thinks is the right thing to do for next budget?
That's a hard one to take care of the gophers within the village when there's still gophers all around the area.
Sure.
So, like, it's a mute point, in my opinion, because we can't stop the gophers. There's
more cats.
Yeah, you can't just keep the cat on and stop them. They can't go because they go everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry, but I really don't want my tax dollars to go to that.
I say we just fix that whole planet, right?
Yeah, like I feel bad, but we all have gophers. Like, I have a dog that's shelter. I'm sorry.
I think we should fix that one.
Do you mind if I ask that? Deputy Mayor, do you have some thoughts on that as well?
I don't think they're very controllable. It's a problem, so.
Pretty much the same.
Money after not, right? So.
Okay, I think I'm hearing the same from all three. So let me just speed it up and say that is a no-go. Okay, thank you. Sorry for pushing a bit here. So how about we go to the whatever you want to call it, external maintenance help. What does council want to do with that? Do we want to spend some basic options? We could spend some money for somebody external, do the best we can to find the most qualified. If we really want to save money and spend this money somewhere else, I could be directed to find some municipalities and do the best you can and see if they'll help. But you know, we could maybe put some much lesser money towards that if they might even be nice enough that maybe we could trade or something or services and it's almost free. So which way would council like to go on if those are two valid options? Either I go I'm directed to go out and check with some municipalities for a lower cost and maybe zero, or we go out and look to do the best we can for, you know, whatever, say $3,000 or so. What does council wish to do on that one?
I think we have people in town that we can approach for help on that. We've got expertise in town.
How much is the classes? Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's try to keep a local, right?
Mm-hmm. So, well, so I'm just going to jump on the moment. I saw the mayor nodding and read. So all three of you are saying the same. So why don't I, can I take that as council is directing the CAO to follow up locally, see what we can do and save money? Okay, so thank you. Councilor, did you have more to say?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. So good. So how about website? I guess maybe there's some options. I was thinking of the last thing I recall of Deputy Mayor was, I think he said, you know, surely we could do something for less than a quote I got of $10,000. So I was thinking in my head, maybe the compromise, if we are going to go ahead on this year, is maybe just look to a lesser amount and just keep searching until, but at least we, you know, we got some money, not 10. So that's one option. Is there any other options that come to mind from council about, that's assuming, you know, we want to proceed, I guess maybe, sorry, this is, I'm just the CEO, this is really a council, but my very good discussion point, but I guess the first question is, do we want to look at something with the website? It is not covered by a grant, it would be a ratepayer's expense, so just to be logical and fair and objective, that's probably the first question that council should come to agreement on. Should we look at this or not this year? Secondly, if yes, then we could look at a few options how to do that more cheaply.
So maybe council could
speak. I think it's important for communication in town, and I mean, we can, local businesses can advertise on there. We can bring people into town that's going to spend money here. Our office act is actually just revamping our website, and it's on Squarespace. Our executive assistant of the partners is able to set it up, and if the max plan is $110 a month, so it doesn't have to be $10,000.
May I ask for clarification? So the actual staff person can actually use this software to build this?
Yeah, and we always have our website has a secure spot for clients sending in information and such, so it's, okay. It must be secure also.
Okay.
Sorry, who is this again?
Squarespace, was it?
Squarespace.
You have something?
I have a printout for you.
Awesome. Thank you. Or if that's for me. For us.
Share.
We can share. Okay. No, okay. At least you're consistent. Didn't say that.
It's operated by us as well. Do you like?
Yeah.
We're already sitting here long enough, going through all of this stuff. To move forward on it, do we have to move forward on it right now?
No. The first decision point for council could be: do you want to look at something on the website? So that should be a yes or no. And if yes, then it can be how soon is maybe the second question to take maybe some pressure and stress off. And then the third one could be, hey, what are the options? And here's a really cheap one that seems to work, and there might be some others. So how about in that order? It's a bit logical. First of all, I'll just kind of push this a bit. So where is all of council at on, do we want to do something, some type of spend, some type of activity on the website, upgrading, enhancing the website, yes or no? I would say that's the first question, if you don't mind me pushing a bit, if council could make some decision on that.
Well, looking at both of these.
Yeah, no. How bad is it? I'm a website user, so I don't know how bad this website is.
It's bad.
So
we don't even have pictures on there.
As long as it's, the biggest thing is it's still to be user friendly.
Yeah.
And I'm all right with moving forward, looking into it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. No, I was sorry. I was trying to encourage you to not be shy to say what you're going to say. So, what I'm hearing is, let's not decide at this budget meeting, but let's agree. Sorry, council, not me. Council is saying, let's continue to work on this as with the intention that we will, council will do something on the website. Not, it's not no. So, but it's not right now. This is, I'm trying to make this as clear as I can. So I'm hearing yes, it should be looked at, but not heavy going to it this budget. Is that what you were kind of saying?
That's
what you're.
I think we need this sooner rather than later. We've got no communication right now. We don't have the little newsletter and stuff. Like, this sign is good for what's going on at the hall, or but it's not good at the rest of it in town. Like, we need better communication, we need the website. We need to get our village out there, we need.
So maybe I ask you, no, I'm not decision maker, so there are things we could do is put more information there. I'm a bit to blame on this one. I liked your idea of what's happening, but I've only put a few posts in there. But with what we have, because I need to be concerned of being frugal, and if we don't need to spend, like, I'll just be very frank if I could, just being objective. So we haven't had, I don't even know of complaints. I mean, maybe you have, but I've had no complaints in 4 years that your website sucks or something like significant. So. And then, like, it works for, it's not broken as far as I can tell. It's working. So I'm just, from the point of view, because it's ratepayers' money, I'm thinking, why do a spend with something that's not broken? Why don't we first look at, while it might not be the most aesthetically appealing or whatever, but that we can put pictures on. We can, this is, you know, on us, like, we can put more posts on, we can, there's lots of spaces we could add and so on. So I think we could enhance the information piece with what we have. It's not broken. And just speaking frankly, sorry, I don't mean to upset anybody, but why invest money if it's working and we can enhance communication just with what we have? In terms of marketing, that might be another thing. I can see where you're coming from. Like, it's probably not the biggest draw in the world or North America for everybody's, the traffic is going crazy on this site. But even there, maybe we could put something in our own, just with what we can do, something more appealing, and like, this is the ed-dev section, or this is the marketing, or even move it over on the front page when you come in there, and this is some exciting things we're into. So I would like to suggest, in the interest of ratepayers and money, that it doesn't seem to be broken, not getting complaints, and maybe we can do some more with it first. So I just thought I needed to put it out there from a kind of devil's advocate objective point of view.
I'm not sure if it's working the best, because if you try to go on a phone and bring up something, you can't get the PDFs and stuff to come through. Like, if someone wants the minutes or the agendas or any of that, it doesn't work well from phone.
Yeah, there was
at that rate, it's what, $1,000, $1,200 that we could get.
Yeah, that's definitely cheap.
It's
that's
about $10,000.
Yeah, that's definitely cheap. Cheaper, much cheaper than 10. Anyways, I'm not the debate point. I just threw in, you know, some ratepayer considerations. But so maybe council could continue to finalize where we're at on the timing, and give me some direction on yes, no timing, and then get like this great option here.
Well, there's no guarantee, like, because we got this is So it like does it go up next year after, you know, like everything else? Oh, I'm gonna give you your phone for $30 a month, and then 2 months down the road, oh, well, that was just a deal for 2 months.
No.
So is this a thing that needs a motion and a decision point, or just in the interest of moving forward? So it's that would kind of make the decision happen, I guess, if there was a motion. Otherwise, I guess how much debate is still needed. I'm just trying to help.
Could it be part of the computer hardware software budget? $12,000 every year for the
not as much as we certainly had, but I get that there just in case to be conservative. But I don't think the location is so much a concern. It can be contract. It's more really the fundamental point is if it's agreed to be value add needed, and then we can find the right placement in the budget. So I think it still comes back to. Where council as a whole, on a voting basis, if need be, decides it should it be a website should be upgraded or not, and then from there, timing and then options. So maybe Mayor, you want to sort of set a path here and move on to so we can proceed somehow. It's either a motion or some further discussion.
So what we're saying is this thing broken, or do you move to improve on this website of ours?
There's always room to improve, of course. There's no question. But I was just saying that I have not heard in any way that it's broken. And I haven't even heard complaints. I'm just trying to be fair. I'm not trying to take any side either way. I am trying to take the side, I will say, of ratepayers, though, because this isn't covered by a grant. So I feel a bit of obligation to, you know, if it's not really needed to rather spend where it's supposed to catch up.
So, with your space to improve on this website, we can get somebody in to. Upgrade it and do whatever.
Yep.
Right. So what are we paying them to upgrade it then? Like, isn't that the same idea?
Well, I if I may just clarify, I think that has been done. Like I, maybe I'm misunderstanding, but so I went out for a quote and the fellow said, and this was from our IT people that they referred somebody. This guy came through and said, yeah, there was two scenarios. He said, we can come in and kind of look at stuff and it's about $2,000-$3,000. But it was, to me, that was a waste because they're just coming in and charging up some time not doing anything. No, I said if we're actually going to try and make it more user-friendly, enhance a few things, well, if you're talking that, and he mentioned some things that we have to deal with, it's out of date. And, you know, in terms of getting it to a different place, it'll cost more, and that's why he came up with the $10,000 there. It's not like some of the newer ones you can revise things quite easily, quite cheaply. So every website can be improved, some can be more cheap, and all I was simply saying is that there hasn't been complaints about it from people. There might be lost opportunity in marketing, certainly as deputies and mayor saying, we could be losing opportunities here and there, we're not sure about that. So, sorry, to answer your question, yes, it could definitely be improved, and I mean, for what it's worth, maybe too bad we can't hire a 12-year-old code ninja and come in there. They, gosh darn, I just have to say there's somebody in the village who I found out their son actually hacked the Pentagon at 14. So no, seriously, this is a true story. You know this gentleman. I won't mention the name. But my gosh, there's people around here. They just for fun. It's too bad we couldn't, you know, buy them a hamburger or someone that just do it because they like doing it.
Because I haven't seen that what she said, 110?
Basically, it sounds, if I may say, the deputy mayor, like a monthly plan that's very cheap, and it's very, very much the clients like us, the admin, could actually do a lot of the work on it, the programming, because it's probably AI or something's in there. It's so user-friendly that we could probably build a lot of it, and the maintenance fee is not, is very good. I mean, was that per month, that 110 or per year?
110 a month.
Oh, okay, so it's still 12 a month, so that still does get up there, to be fair. Sorry, I was thinking per year. So that's still 2,400 a year. That ongoing, that's 1% almost of
1,200.
Yeah, just that, like, personally, as a CAO, I'm more comfortable if we're going to do something, spend a one-time thing and it's done, but an ongoing cost, not only could it increase, I'm not even so worried about that, but to have an ongoing cost, that is always there. I would personally, I would recommend a CEO that rather, if we're going to do it, let's invest a one-time and have it done. The annual operating, $2,400 a year, I think that's a bit too high. I'm not very comfortable as CEO with that, every year to spend that.
Yeah, it sounds good, but how long is that rate going to stay that way, right? I guess. Right? So, yeah. I think we got to discuss this a little further or put it on hold.
So how are we going to communicate in the village?
Well, you said you can put some more stuff on there and you're going to...
Yeah, like, so the newsletter went aside, we still have the opportunity to put as much information as we feel we need to in there.
And is there time, like, you guys have time?
But that's not an upgrade to a website. That's a different topic. The upgrade to the website allows it to look a little bit different, but that content is always going to be our issue, what information was up there. That doesn't matter whether it's this one or a super duper prettiest one in the world. It doesn't have to do with the cost of redesigning. The designers will not put website content every month. It's us. So the newsletter content, that becomes, if maybe that's more the fundamental issue, is maybe we're missing a lot of content that was on the newsletter. Maybe it's more of having time and resources to put the content up there as opposed to a website redesign. Maybe that's more the issue. Just saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get the information on there.
Okay, no, thank you for that. That helps me clarify this very much. So
yeah.
How about there's a reprioritization from council to admin. Let's put the spend aside, 2,400 a year, whatever it is. No. But please, let's get as close to having the newsletter information, whatever else we think is good. Let's see how best we can get towards the content, improving the content. I feel personally, SEO much, that we've come closer to what the real issue is. Thank you, Deputy Mayor. May I ask all of council if that's agreeable? I think we've really hit this on the head. It's more getting information on it, and we just need to try and reprioritize and see how, whatever that looks like. But it makes it much more clear than a spend on redesign. Let's just get content going. Okay, so can I take it that as part of this budget, and council has directed CAO to reprioritize and try and get more content on as part of the website next time?
Yeah,
I'm very happy to. Anyway, we have, there's really, limitless room on there to put whatever
yeah.
We can. Yeah. Okay, so may I just say for my clarity, Councilor Jones, you're okay with that?
Yeah.
The deputy mayor is already confirmed.
Yeah.
Okay, and the mayor, you're, okay, so I'll make a note that that's the website piece. Just allow me to write a note, please. Okay, so I think I'm just summarizing for, forgive me here, just to make sure I'm keeping track with the progress of the budget meeting. So all those three topics have been covered now. So I think we're in a place we could go to the capital budget, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is all the council okay? Okay, so please review that. So may I ask, is that been enough time to get through for council?
Question on so the dump trailer, that's the trailer taking the garbage, right?
Correct.
So would there be any cost saving based on a resident's delegation about contracting out garbage? So you're gonna have to get a truck and place the dump trailer, and then Public Works would have more time for, like, who cuts the grass at the campground? Does he do that already, or?
No, we have somebody else do that, generally. So, yeah, sometimes, but we tried to focus it away from him so he can focus other things. My perspective on a situation of a one-time purchase versus an ongoing. There's two thoughts that come to mind. In my experience, external contracting someone is always more expensive, usually to the tune of 2 to 3 times when you go external, and it's ongoing. It was the same thing I was concerned about this when I realized, oh, it's not monthly, not annually, it's monthly. So I'm concerned if we get into an annual cost that is there on an ongoing basis, it can rise as another risk. I won't even dwell on that, just it is a risk. But also it's ongoing. I think it's in the way these things should be looked at from an economic point of view, I believe, is long term. So if a net present value, I'm sorry to get a bit technical here, but if there was a net present value analysis done and you went over a period of time, my understanding is usually if you go external versus say a one-time asset purchase like a replacement truck, it's usually clearly cheaper to have the one-time purchase than the ongoing maintenance, which could increase and so on, is usually mostly more expensive. So I highly recommend that we do, if needed, and this year may be too early. These are estimates, to be fair. I want to be upfront with everybody. The dump trailer hasn't broken down on us, you know, it's not a critical, it's more kind of like the preventive thing we were talking about, the maintenance, trying to be ahead of it, and just, you don't want to wait till it's a, what do they call it, just in time, or you have no choice, you have to do it. Yeah, so anyways, my bottom line recommendation as CEO is, I think it's cheaper in the long run, which is the way you should look at. If you get the best price you can for a unit at one time. So I would really prefer and recommend we do that and just do our best to find wherever that is. And if it takes, we do have the luxury of some time. We could keep looking and sometimes you get a deal, somebody knows somebody. So that's my recommendation on that.
Do we have any equipment or anything that is not in use that we could look at selling?
I don't think so. I like to think also that there's a few people I work with, public works and in the office there, who are usually very good to tell me things like, we can make some money and this is wasted, particularly this is wasting very great potential money. Like, they're very good to keep me on the ball and that. So I don't think there's anything right now that is a net a positive salvage value situation.
Okay.
Good question. Hold on, sorry.
I did look into the cost of garbage for the village. So with the people in the community, it would be, he came back with a quote of $59 every 2 months for garbage that the residents would have to pay compared to $21.50 every 2 months. I have all the stuff at home, I didn't bring it with me.
Okay. Any further comments or questions from council on this capital budget?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that West
View
is just estimated?
Yeah, which part of West View? The future, you mean, or going forward? Or?
Both of these numbers.
So the 198 is an actual previous year, 2025. It's okay. That's because it's this beginning balance, sorry, I could have put in the 2025. And then the future, this, just full disclosure here, so the 120 is basically what we're looking at for the work that's currently being done to wrap it up and so on. Now there's other costs, and this is a matter that we will be discussing further as council in a closed meeting. So that's another topic on that. It's confidential, contractual, and legal. So do I take it from silences where the council is okay, all three of the council is okay with the capital budget?
Yeah, I am.
Do you need more time to come in? I don't want to rush anybody. Take all the time you need, please. Yeah, thank you for asking. So I did get finally some quotes on the sandy dump. I've been trying for almost half year. And so there is two components to this. They're not both done by the one. The one supplier would provide the actual upgrade to the physical sandy dump, but we want it to be a paid meter situation like our bulk. So that is done by somebody else, and we were referred actually by a high quality provider, and they recommended the person we're actually using for the bulk. So I reached out to him. He was very quick once I realized that that was a required step. So the number you see here is around 30,000 or 30. Well, what I did was, it's just over 30, and I thought, just be careful, I budgeted high, you know, something.
Yep.
If it comes low grade, it's gravy, no loss. But it's harder if it were short than come back to council or, you know, it's an issue. So I went 35. So we have a quote on that. And then to answer the question for both of them, they both are eligible, as I reconfirmed recently. There was some holdup, and there is still some information flowing back and forth between the government, grant providers, and administration. The auditor was even involved to make sure everything was synced out and reporting. And so, I was quite direct in my questions, and just like most institutions, the government will really not commit to anything. It's not. So just to be full disclosure here, I have every reason to reasonably believe that these are covered. They're eligible. The thing I wish, but it's not gonna happen, is of course, what I'd love to see is a document that says this is exactly what we're doing, and this fund will cover yes and have it signed. That's not going to happen anytime soon. But I had some very serious conversations way up the chain in this last week. And basically, I said a pretty direct thing at one point. I didn't upset anybody, but sometimes you need to be clear. So the response was, we never said that you would not get this money. So I did. You know, I don't mind saying that because I pushed pretty darn hard on that. I wasn't disrespectful, but you know, I much prefer to have something writing in lieu of that. So that was said. I've been told a number of times it's eligible. So I put it on here believing that if the money will be forthcoming. Now, I need to say some things. So part of this discussion, why I was very direct, was there was something that needed to be revised, whatever, and I have always, since I started 4 years ago or so, I never ever do any of these applications myself. It's always a Teams meeting with the government representative, basically telling them what to do. And if you've ever had the sad misfortune to work with me, I will repeat two or three times, so this is the right thing to press right now, you're sure? I'm very, very careful about this stuff. And so numbers were put in that they said need to change, which has been done. But I will just say as respectfully as I can, I certainly didn't do that solo. There was somebody with me, and, you know, but then I didn't pin anybody, I didn't put anybody on the spot. So what my point here is, sometimes the government can come back on you and say you made a mistake, and I'm sorry, but in honesty, I did not make a mistake. They didn't come up that directly, just, this is a wrong number. Well, I wouldn't put that number if I wasn't told and asked back four times. So sometimes they can come back even though they say things and change things, is my point. So I've just kind of made it so a little bit of cover administration, but I can't guarantee this. But I have every, we can't do work if we can't go forward. So I think there's every reason to believe we can go forward. I just need to say one more thing. Sorry this is long-winded, but I want council to understand the full extent of exposure. So the way these programs work is these things are 30,000 here, 30, 35, and so on. There's another one for 50. The way these programs work is you do not physically get money in our bank until you spend at least that full annual allocation of 200,000. That's just their rules. And I learned that the hard way last year, and I was fishing around for 7 months, sweating and everything, and I finally got the highest echelon to work this out. That's what I was doing the last 2 weeks, among everything else I was doing on budget, so on, is getting this square away with the auditors, so on. So what I'm saying is, I believe, no reason to believe we can't get this funded, but the truth of the matter is, we might not get that money in our bank for 4 years. Because our next big project, I asked and council said, yes, you agree, let's do Twin Cities, which is over a million. So we're gonna have to save a bunch of years, and we're not just gonna do another 300,000 to 500,000 one each year, you know? Otherwise, we'll never get to the Twin Cities, right? So basically, because of these rules they have, that's why I can't get it in writing and be sure. But it might take a while for the money to come. It will, but they won't dishonor their rules. But they require some big spending for this thing to work. So it may take some time. I just wanted the council to know. And beyond that, if they change it, I've done everything I can to ask them 4 or 5 times. Are you sure? I can't do any more. So yes, those are supposed to be covered, and I believe so. So is, sorry, did you need more time? Okay, so we're good on capital operating. Might I suggest, I'll just say on may I talk about property tax? So what I took the liberty of doing is based on the budget that was presented, is also doing the draft tax bylaw. And just for what it's worth, there's a lot of detailed numbers, not to worry. You don't need to memorize those or something, but so what is proposed, and it's easier for me to say this basically because council, I believe, is virtually, I'm hearing that council has approved the cap, like this is just verbally at this point, we'll need motions later in the meeting, but that has approved the capital and the operating subject to a few minor amendments, so that's what we talked about. So what our motion would read a little bit later in the meeting would be council approves the operating capital budget, the operating as amended. And it would also, therefore, because the tax bylaw is directly associated with the operating budget, it would be as amended as well, just slightly for those numbers. So I will say this because council basically approved everything. I'm happy to report that we are looking at a similar small increase compared to other municipalities. I'm sure the gallery is aware of what other municipalities are facing. That we're looking at a similar increase here as last year. That's for the municipal portion. Unfortunately, we have no control over the public school funding. That's usually the biggest increase, and it is again a big increase this year. I believe the numbers come out to about 15% increase. That will, we're just the middle person as the village. We have to collect it and remit it. We don't get any of it, whatever. But unfortunately, the ratepayers need to pay for this because the province dictates. So that is another big one there. RCMP costs, which are in the formula, they didn't increase as significantly as have been in the past. So it's really the school one. So what I would propose that it's probably good to go into, you need to say something? No. I propose we would next go into the closed meeting, which is there are some elements that are good to speak to in regard to a budget discussion. And then maybe coming out of that, the motion to go forward, which you've already basically said to approve these two items, and there may be some more items coming out of the closed meeting, so that might be a time just to put all the motions on the table. Is that agreeable to council to proceed on that basis? Okay, so maybe that means, do you want to have a recess or something?
Yeah, we'll take a minute.
Yeah. And then it goes to close.
Yeah.
Okay, I will, when you say recess, I'll turn this off after you say.
I'll close this portion of the meeting at 8:05. Council will take a 5-minute recess, and then we'll go into close.
Have what time? Recess starts?
8:05, the recess is starting now.
Good. 8:05.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're back from recess at 8:12. We will now go into a closed meeting at 8:12. Okay, right, we're going to come out of closed at 8:58. So moving forward from our conversations, I'd like to put a motion forward that the 2026 Village of Longview operating and capital budgets be approved as amended.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor? Carried. Okay. I'll make a motion that a special meeting of council be scheduled for Tuesday, June 23rd, 2026 at 6:30 p.m. in the community hall for the purpose of considering bylaw 491-26 being a proposed bylaw to amend to bylaw 400-17, the Village of Longview land use bylaw. The proposed bylaw being considered would amend the land use bylaw to include campgrounds as a discretionary use in the commercial business restricted district.
Was that your motion?
I made that motion,
okay.
Yes.
Thanks.
All in favor? Carried.
Okay, Brenda, you can read that whole thing because I ain't going to stumble over this.
No, this one, right?
Yes.
The third
one, correct.
Yes, sorry.
I move to direct administration to.
Direct administration.
To schedule a...
I'm trying to look up here. Yeah. To schedule a public hearing for Tuesday, June 23rd, 2026 at 6:45 p.m. in the community hall or as soon thereafter as possible to consider bylaw 491-26, a proposed bylaw to amend to bylaw 400-17, the Village of Longview land use bylaw, and that the CAO be directed to provide the required public notice in accordance with Section 606 of the Municipal Government Act.
All
in
favor? Yes.
All in
favor? You've done a whole lot better than I did.
Is this eight? Yes. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. So the bottom one at the first page, yeah.
Yeah? Me? Okay, I move that the 2026 property tax bylaw 490-26 be amended as being a bylaw of the Village of Longview in the province of Alberta to authorize the rates of taxes for the year 2026 receive first reading as presented.
All in favor? Carried.
So you want me to do it again?
Uh-huh.
I move that the 2026 property tax bylaw 490-26 as amended be in a bylaw of the Village of Longview in the province of Alberta to authorize the rates of taxes for the year 2026 receives second reading as presented. All in favor? Carried.
I move that the 2026 property tax bylaw 490-26 as amended be in a bylaw of the Village of Longview in the province of Alberta to authorize the rates of taxes for the year 2026 received a third and final reading.
All in favor? Carried unanimously.
Me again? I move that the 2026 property tax bylaw 490-26 be amended as being a bylaw of the Village of Longview in the province of Alberta to authorize the rates of taxes for the 2026 year receive third and final reading.
Great. All in favor? Carried. Do not believe there was any other discussion. All right. We are going to adjourn this meeting at 9:04.